Hello everyone. Good night, good night, good night. I just want to wish everyone a great weekend coming up. I hope everyone's doing amazing. I hope everyone's doing well. I just want to say, listen, 5 years ago on this day, December 16, 2016, 5 years ago, I graduated with my master's degree from Morgan State University, and I'm just so proud of myself. You know, I am so grateful for the woman I have became because I went through my trials and my tribulations. I paid my dues. I stood up on my own two feet. Like, I really work hard for every single thing that I have, and it's just an amazing feeling to know that, you know, you're an independent person. Like, you know, you're laying down your values and you're out here achieving your dreams and being the best that you can be. You know, a lot of young people my age and all different kinds of people, like whether young or old, people are giving up rapidly more now than ever before. And I get it. But you know what? To me, I feel like, you know, you will succeed and you will become successful in those trials and tribulations, in the hard times, in the times where it's challenging. That's where you'll find some kind of success if you choose to, because everything is a choice. Like, nobody's forcing anybody to go to school. Nobody's forcing anybody to go to work. You understand what I'm saying? Especially when you're grown, you can make your own decisions after a certain age, you know? And that's just to tell you that we can do whatever it is that we want, you know? And the way I was brought up is like, my mother always tell me and my siblings, go to school, get your education, you know, work hard in life so that you can have whatever it is that you want to attain and accomplish in life. You understand what I'm saying? My mother worked 2-3 jobs to put food on the table, clothes on our back, shelter over our head, so a roof over our head. So it's just like, I grew up like thinking there's no excuse. I'm gonna go hard, like no matter what. I'm not gonna give up. You understand? My mother worked too hard for me to give up. My ancestors suffered too hard, too long, for me to give up on my education. So that's why I stayed in school. I got my master's degree. I got into my career. I got into my apartment, my house, you know, my car, everything, like, by the grace of God. So I just thank God, most importantly, for keeping me through the times when I felt like giving up. You know, I just kept going, like spending 13, 14 hours in the library typing over 12, 15 pages of paperwork, of assignments and finals. Like, it all paid off, and I'm just so grateful and thankful to God. And you know, I've learned a lot. Like, after graduating from college, like, you're dealing with real life now. So I'm really, like, so amazed. You know, I'm not gonna lie, like, I did go through anxiety phases, you know, living on my own and doing this on my own for the first time in my life. It was challenging, but you know what I do? I pray throughout it all, and God comforted me. So, you know, to all my college students out there, don't give up in school. Don't listen to anybody's broken dreams and brokenness and telling you to forget about college. It's not worth it. It's just a business. And don't believe in people like that. They failed, so they're trying to discourage you. Believe that you can and you will, because honestly, if I wasn't educated, I wouldn't have the career job that I have right now. So what is that to tell you? You know, don't listen to people who fell out of school, dropped out of school, and don't know what they're talking about. That's their experience. Whatever their experience is, whether they dropped out of school or not, that's their experience, not yours. You're going to experience something greater. And just keep striving. You understand? Because if anything, and if you're disappointed within your career or whatever, go do something else. There's always something else to do. I honestly believe that people are gifted and talented in multi different streams and fields of their life, of within themselves. You know, so college students, all of you, anybody who's listening, a college student, do not give up. Do not listen to the naysayers. Go hard for what you want. You know, so you got to sacrifice those partying late nights every weekend. Cut those things off. You understand what I'm saying? And focus. Put down social media. When I was in school and I was in graduate school, I wasn't on social media like that every single day. I turned off my phone and I stayed in the library for about 8 to 12 hours studying. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put away the distraction in order to reach for success. So keep going. I know you guys are finishing up the semester. I wish you all of you guys, anybody who's in college, keep going. Don't give up. You're going to achieve all that you can achieve. And yeah, I'm just so happy for myself. I'm setting the bar high for my younger siblings. And I'm just so grateful. Like, they tell me they're motivated by me all the time. And so this is why I go hard, because when I do have kids one day, God willing, they're going to draw an example example for me. They're going to be like, wow, mom, you've accomplished so much. You've done so much with your life. Like, and they're going to go hard. And I'm going to enforce that within them when they're young, so that when they're older, it's going to be hard to depart from them. Hard work, determination, love, you know, respect. I'm going to instill those great values in them. And it's going to stay within them. Even if they grow and they try to become their own person, those core values are going to remain in them. So all the parents out there, motivate your children to become great. Don't discourage them. Keep believing in them. Tell them that they can do anything they put their mind to, and motivate them. You know, love comes from the home. When you show them love and you're there to support their dreams and their goals in school, they will go further. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, 5-year anniversary. I feel so great within myself, and God is so great. So I'm thankful. Morgan State alumna. I'm so happy. 5-year anniversary. Keep fulfilling y'all goals out there. Thank you guys so much for listening. I believe in y'all. And have a good night. Good night, everybody. And welcome back to Radio Tenacity. I hope that everybody's doing well. Happy Friday. The weekend is finally here. I'm doing good. I'm just trying to stay focused. I'm just trying to work on myself personally, professionally, and trying to run my business. You know, everything's been going good. I have done so much. I have invested so much into my business, you know, from, you know, supplies, merch, and photo shoots, you know, booking models. Like, I have been investing in my business a lot. And so, you know what I mean? It's not easy, but God is keeping me. So with that being said, is anybody ready for the new year? I feel like most people are. So yeah, let me jump into tonight's topic. You know, I just keep stuff fresh off of my head. I just talk about something fresh off of my head. But yeah, you know, the year has went by so fast. We are in this pandemic for almost 2 years now. And it's kind of crazy because I feel like it's only been a year, because that's how fast time is flying. You understand what I'm saying? And it's sometimes I just sit here and I just think for myself, like, what is the world coming to? You know, and this pandemic has taught me to just always be prepared. You know what I mean? I had a premonition about the pandemic before the pandemic, but that's another story. Okay? Nah, for real. I really had to, but I'm not going to talk about it on here. But yeah, and you know, I'm very big on being prepared. It's not that I expect the worst, but I understand that there are ifs in the word life. You can't spell life without ifs. You can't spell life without if, okay? So if this happened, this is what I'm gonna do. If that happened, this is what I'm gonna do. You know, so it's kind of like, that's like a mental, like me, I like to prepare mentally. I accept that bad things happen. Doesn't matter if you're good or a bad person, bad things happen all the time. You know what I mean? But it's better when we prepare ourselves, like, financially, emotionally, mentally, for chaos. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I just sit here and think that bad things are going to happen and let it soak into my brain and try to, you know, let it soak into my brain to fully accept it and expect it. No, I'm just saying that I think about, like, for example, saving my money. I've been thought about saving my money. I grew up on the belief that saving money is important for rainy days. Rainy days meaning, like, not in the literal sense, but rainy days mean like when you need the money the most. There are going to be times where you're going to wish you save money. You know what I mean? When you need to invest in something, but you don't got the money because you've never saved a day in your life. And it's good to be prepared, because when you need the money, you got it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just never know. Like, you may have, like, two jobs today. The pandemic came and swept it off down to one, or it swept it off down to none. And you know what I mean? A lot of people are going through a lot of chaos. I hear people's stories all the time, and it's just really sad and unfortunate that all of these things are going on. People are losing their jobs. Everything's going slow. You know what I mean? So if you have a job, like, we got to be grateful that we have a job. For those who have a job, like, we really got to be grateful, because a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people are just need help with everything, like everything, you know. So just count your blessings each day, because there are people struggling. But I'm just ready for 2022. I hope that 2022 will be a year of success, prosperity, health, wealth, you know, financial freedom and liberation. You know, I wish everyone will be emotionally established and develop and just emotionally well. You know, I feel like we're all going through something. It doesn't matter how it may seem. We are all going through something in many different areas of in our lives. You know, but one thing I should say, put your trust in God. Put your trust in God, because honestly, sometimes when I just feel overwhelmed and I feel like I'm going through a lot of anxiety and nervousness and all that stuff because of what's going on in the world and what's happening in my personal life and, you know, professionally, like whatever, emotionally, mentally, like whatever, every way. You know, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna just trust in God. I'm gonna leave everything and I'm gonna just leave everything up to God. And I'm gonna just find gratitude in the most simplistic things. I got a roof over my head. I have my car. I have my place. I have my job. Like I have. And if you don't have those things, just pray for them. Pray that God would open up the right doors of opportunity for you to prosper and for you to have what you need to have to sustain and be able to, you know, live life and live it abundantly. So always, always pray, you know, for my believers. I'm talking to my believers. And even if you don't believe, just there has to be, you know, in these times, I feel like the times are kind of like waking us up in itself, that even if we don't believe in God, like, we honestly only can survive based on our faith. That's what it's coming down to. Like, the only way we're going to survive mentally and emotionally, you know, is dependent on our faith. I know that's what has kept me, you know, because a lot of people are on suicide. A lot of people have killed themselves. A lot of people are emotionally destroyed and burnt out. I'm not saying just because if you believe in God, you're not going to feel that way. Of course, it's going to run through your head, but you're going to be stronger not to do anything to yourself and others, not to harm yourself or others. And a lot of killing has been going on. A lot of people have died. And it's just crazy because mental illness is real. And people got to get help. If there's nobody to talk to you, if there's nobody to talk and understand you, like I'm telling you, if those people around you, if they're not talking to you, if they're not uplifting you, like, find a professional person. Call 311. Ask for help. There's a help everywhere. We just got to seek it and find it. You understand what I'm saying? But I just wish 2022 will be a great year for everybody, including myself and my family. Yeah, you guys, don't worry. Don't stress yourself about Christmas, about the holidays, and about money that you have or money that you don't have and your bills or whatever. Just like pray. Just pray, because we don't have control over anything. We don't. We barely have control over our lives. So imagine everything else. So just put your trust and faith in God. Better is coming. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow don't even know what it has for itself. You understand what I'm saying? So just do what you can do, to do the best that you can do, and just keep your hope alive, because we're all going to get through this. I don't care what anybody say. We're going to get through this, and we're going to look back and we're going to be grateful for the fact that we survived the pandemic. All right. So just think positive. Look towards something that you love to do. You know, just keep your vision and keep your hope alive and trust in God. All right, so I hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for listening. I will be back with more Radio Tenacity.